truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
It's part of what happens. You know, you reward those and your supporters.
The company does have a dress code policy in place that states that we do not allow.
I have the greatest confidence in Joe Lieberman.
I'm all for civility. I'm a big believer in civility.
And I've used the N-word most of my life.
Well, I hope you knew to use a condom.
Hey, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, a trip through the looking glass of talk radio. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to be talking with a representative from a feminist group about this Alan Grayson situation. I don't know if you know that the Congressman Alan Grayson, who is a very controversial man to begin with, but he has been caught using the word whore in describing a female member of the Federal Reserve, I believe. And so, you know, it's caused some people some consternation, and a few people are talking about it, quite frankly. So we're going to be talking with this rep from the feminist group, Bud, right?
Yeah, Marilyn, I'll get her last name.
All right, 877-876 is our number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. What I want to do here is I want to bring on Raj Fanin, who is a contributing editor with the Huffington Post, because we want to kick off the show tonight. And just a brief reminder that you can watch the show as well as listen to it on our website, philhendryshow.com. We are on live streaming video right now, philhendryshow.com. And you can hear the live streaming audio there as well. And you can find us on affiliates all over the country. The story here is a Florida man says the Home Depot fired him over the God button. A former cashier for the Home Depot has been wearing a One Nation Under God button on his work apron for more than a year. And this man has been fired by Home Depot as the result of this. The company claims that expressing such personal beliefs is simply not allowed. And we're going to bring Raj Fanin on to talk a little bit about this. He wrote a piece for the Huffington Post entitled, It's Our Turn Now. So before we talk with him, I'd like to give you just a piece of what the story is about here. This is WPTV Brian Garver in West Palm Beach, Florida. And he does a report on this man's firing. The man's name is Mr. Keezer. I don't know whether or not we have a full name on him, but here is the report from local television there.
I want to be a voice for the rest of the Christians and for the citizens of this country to stand up for the country.
Keezer says he's worn the button on his Home Depot apron for over a year to support his brother, an Army specialist headed for Iraq, and to express his Christian faith.
Actually, one of our supervisors at the store actually wanted to wear it.
He says he didn't have a problem until about a month ago when he brought his Bible to work to read during his lunch break. That's when a manager confronted him about the button.
That's when I was told that it had to come off or I had to be sent home. So they sent me home for six straight days.
Home Depot offered to let him wear other buttons sanctioned by the company that show support of the military. He turned them down.
No, sir, because you can't have country without God.
All right, his name is Trevor Keezer. Forgive me, they didn't have his name, and they actually did not have his name in the body of this story here. We want to bring on Raj Fanin to talk with us about this. As I said, Raj has written a piece for the Huffington Post entitled It's Our Turn Now, and is a contributing editor there as well as at Daily Coast. And Raj, thanks for joing us this evening. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you.
Tell me about this story from your perspective, and the piece that you wrote reflects, I think, you don't necessarily have a problem with religious buttons, correct? At least, according to the opinion piece you wrote?
Well, the piece I wrote for the Huffington Post, the piece that I plan to contribute to the cause is entitled It's Our Turn Now. And the reason why it's entitled It's Our Turn Now is because it is the turn of the Muslim and the people of the Islam to wear the button. Christian people, they have worn this expression of God. They put the Ten Commandments in the courthouse. They put the buttons on. They want to put God in this public place, you know, and so forth. And this is not so much a problem with the expression of religion as it is now the time for Muslim, I think, to wear a button.
But you don't have a problem with someone, a Christian, wearing a button that says, God is great. I'm trying to figure out here.
Well, let me explain that.
Okay, but I want to figure out exactly what what did the God button say here?
It says one nation under God, indivisible, or...
No, indivisible.
No, it says indivisible, not invisible, indivisible. Let me answer your question by saying that I don't have a problem in praising God. No Muslim will have a problem praising God. No Christian has a problem praising God. But we believe in Muslim faith that God has a name. You have a name. I have a name. Everyone has a name. And God's name is Allah. So you wear a button that says God is great. You're saying that this guy, you know, is like saying he's great. If I wanted to say that Phil Hendry is a great talk show host, and I want to put on a button, I would say, he's a great talk show. The people say, who are you speaking about? I say, I'm speaking about Phil Hendry, but I thought you'd know. Well, it's not going to make any sense.
And, well, but Christians traditionally call God, God.
But do you call, if you have a dog, do you say, dog, there's my dog? You don't. There's a name for God, and God's name is Allah.
And do you anticipate that there would be Christians that would have a problem with calling God Allah?
Well, you missed the point of the piece I wrote for Huffington Post. This is not so much about Christians. See, the name of the piece is at our turn now, and that means it is our turn. But that means it is our turn to have Allah, one nation. If I want to say one nation under Allah, indivisible. If I want to say one nation, Allah is great, or I love Allah.
And well, all right. So the piece that you wrote, it's our turn now.
Basically, he says it in the title. We've listened to the Christian, and I'm happy to listen to the Christian and listen to what they need. But if you see this bastard, he's in the story. He's got a God button on.
Hold on for a minute, okay?
And he has his God button on.
Hold on for a minute. The term bastard is... I got a problem with that.
No. You misunderstand. I don't mean it's negative. It's not negative.
I have a problem with using the word bastard because we consider it to be an insult.
No. It's a common phrase. It's common use in the Middle East to say, this guy, this bastard. It's a neutral term.
It may be neutral to you, but to say this bastard was wearing this button sounds a little harsh to an American ear.
Well, but again, this is why I wrote this for the HuffPost and I'm going to put in quotes. It's our turn now. You know, what we would like to say with respect is for you Christian, you American, open up your mind. You know that there are Muslim and Arab people in America. And after the 9/11, you know that we are here, and we don't want to be oppressed, you know.
Well, after 9/11, that doesn't make any difference to me. You're here. Arab Americans have been here for a long time.
Well, I'm from Egypt. I love this country, but I'm not really Arab American. I'm Arab, an Egyptian, but I love this country. I think this is the greatest country, but I'm, you know, sort of still on the fence a little about whether I'm going to stay here, whether I want to, what's the phrase, take the money and run, you know?
Take the money and run? You mean you make some money here and then return to Egypt?
Yes, sir. That's the point I make. I have a son who was born here, but he speaks Arabic.
All right, let's get back to what your article is about here. It's our turn now. This man, Trevor Keezer, wore a button in Home Depot. You just heard the report there on the local WPTV television report there. One nation under God, indivisible. He was asked not to wear this button by Home Depot because it violates government policy in terms of expressing personal belief.
Well, but that's not really the point. That's neither here nor there.
Why do you say that?
Well, they may not allow, they might allow, they don't allow, they do allow. If they allow, if they're going to have a discussion about allow, then that's where I step in with this piece that I wrote. and I say to you, and I say to the people, is all we want is our turn now. You know, a Muslim wants to be able to wear a button that says, one nation under Allah, because the Christian has already given their opinion on this God, and they've already given their opinion on this Ten Commandment, and they've already given their opinion on the put the cross, you know, the nativity for Jesus is born.
Christmas.
On the Christmas, yes. And they give an opinion on Easter, and they give an opinion, and all the Christian opinion, we've got that, as the kids say today, we've got it down, you know. But we now have the turn. Muslim people have turn. And so
you guys want to be able to wear a button?
We want to, if they are going to have a button, to give God his name. Please give God his name. His name is Allah.
But if you're a Christian, you don't call him Allah.
I don't really accept that, because a Christian, once I explain this to a Christian, it's going to make sense. You don't say, where is cat? You say, where is snowball, where is fluff ball, or how you say, right? And
I know I give a name to my animals. I give a name to my pets. You're absolutely right. I have a name, you have a name. But God is the name, okay?
God is the deity. God is the entity. But what is God's name? You say, is that a tree? This is a tree. It's a Douglas fir. It's a maple. It would be a fir tree, a birch tree. But it's a name. Everyone has a name. God has a name. Allah. And as long as we say, this is my turn now, I want to say, have the button that says Allah. And
Christians can have God.
No. You missed the point. This bastard, he had on button that said...
The term bastard, I know you're saying that it means man.
That's all it means. It's like this guy. This bastard... forgive me, but if you let this bastard wear one God, you know, under indivisible or whatever, then that's like saying one dog, one tree. I say God. This bastard, he doesn't think that God is in him. But the God is in him. His name is Allah.
You got to watch that bastard thing. I'm just telling you, okay? It's not, to an American ear, it's very harsh.
No, you don't get it.
All right, we'll be back and we can talk a little bit about that. Raj Fanin joins us. He's a contributing editor at the Huffington Post and the Daily Coast, and he's saying that in this piece he wrote, It's Our Turn Now, he wants to be able to exhibit buttons that say Allah, one nation under Allah, indivisible, Allah is great. The Christians have had their turn, now it's the Muslims. And to that extent, he feels that the name Allah is the actual name of God, to call God God, is to call a tree a tree. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. As we get a little bit more into this story about the Home Depot guy that got fired over his God button, 877-876-PHIL, and check us out at philhendryshow.com. We'll be back with Raj Fanin, contributing editor at the Huffington Post and at the Daily Coast, and the story about the Florida Home Depot guy. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Eight seven seven 876 Phil. Good evening. Welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show, the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show, as we bring on Raj Fanin. Mr. Fanin, a contributing editor to the Daily Coast and Huffington Post. You know, you've said a lot of things here, sir. You have said that you don't have a problem with a religious button, but you got a problem with the button that says God.
I don't want you to think I am a religious bigot. You know. What I'm saying is...
No, but hold on. You say that you don't want a button that says God, you should say Allah. And when you say it's our turn now, it seems as if it's sort of excluding Christians.
Well, I you know, that makes me laugh, because when you say exclude Christians, it's like saying, if you don't have enough white people in a blues club, and I know this because I like to go down and I listen to some blues music, you know. And you say, there's not enough white people in these blues clubs. There's white people everywhere in music and everything. And why can't you go to a blues club, you know, and you don't have to have a white man there, you know?
I don't understand your analogy.
Well, I think you do, and you are pretending like you don't get it, you know.
No, sir, I don't understand your analogy. But I guess what you're trying to say is that the Christians have had their turn, and now it's the Muslims. I'm just telling you, it sounds exclusionary.
What did you say?
Exclusionary.
No, it's not. I just say this past that, you know, at Home Depot.
And again, the use of that word.
But you're not looking at the overall. This guy at Home Depot, he says God. I'm saying God as a name.
All right, I understand you were saying that, but there's a much, much bigger issue here at work, I think. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. We have Garrett in San Antonio. Garrett, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What can we do for you tonight, sir? You're on with Raj Fineen.
How you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Raj, I seem to have a problem with what you're saying. You seem to say that Phil is not listening and pretending that he understands and he's just being exclusionary to your point of view, but have you thought about
you? Well, I think so, you know, yeah. Yeah, I think
he
is, because you know what I'm talking about.
No, you're saying that Christianity believes in, according to what you're saying, you're implying that Christianity and Christians believe in multiple deities, and we call this one specifically God. Christians only believe in God. There is no other God.
Yes, I know. I know that. No, I don't disagree. I don't disagree. I'm saying he has a name. He has a name. His name is Allah.
Let me finish my point. I'll let you speak, I promise.
Well,
but what you're saying is that Christians are calling God God when we should have a more specific name for him. Allah is the name for your God, one specific God, multiple gods, what have you, but we have one name for our God, and that's God. And you're not even speaking
about
the
point
of being brought up
in the show right now. No, it's like saying that my name, it's like you say wife instead of calling her by her name. Well, where's your, hey, wife, come here. You don't say wife, come here. You say Mary or Susie or Betty or something else. God is
what would happen if we were to be on a Muslim talk show or radio show and try to preach Christianity over the airwaves and contradict everything that their talk show host is saying and being condescending to him?
Look, the only point I wanted to make is the bastard at the store.
Bastard is a bit of a derogatory term. Bastard is not something that we enjoy hearing.
Not in my country. In my country...
Yeah, but you're in America.
You're in America right now. In your country, I'm not going to do something
that is derogatory or
cruel to your public. Don't do it here in ours.
No. I know I'm in America. I can't... Everywhere I go,
they're
America. You're in America. America. I know I'm in America. But the other day, I was in a fast food. This man says, you know you're in America. I said, I know I'm in America. I'm in a fast food. I've never seen more people go fast food than American, you know. So I know I'm in America.
Fast food and obesity is another issue in America.
Well, it seems to me, if you spend less time in your fast food and you with these Wendy Burger, you have a better understanding of what I'm saying. And
Mr. Fineen, let's stick to the point. Let's stick to the point, okay, gentlemen?
Well, what I'm saying is, if we spend less time at your Jack in the Box and I go to Wendy, and everything is Wendy and Jack in the Box. Listen to what I'm saying here.
Wait. What you're saying is, God has a name, the name's Allah, so you want to see that on a button. Let's say I agree with you, okay? Why can't I have a button that says, God is great? If you got Allah is great, fine, man. Why can't I have one that says, God is great?
But that's like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like saying, you know, I love this woman. What's her name? Wife. That's stupid. Are you kidding?
Raj, to you maybe it's that way, but not to Christians. How about just believing in equality and everyone practicing their creed?
Why don't you... But what I want to say to you is this. Why... Just let us have our turn. Allah is the name of God, period. Your God is Allah. Allah is the one and only.
No, our God is not Allah. Our God is God. Your God is Allah.
I'm implying the Christian belief in the... If you don't believe in Allah, then you don't believe in God.
Whoa, dude.
No.
What do we mean, dude? What does that mean, dude?
It's the same thing as bastard. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know. What do you...
Don't tell me that I'm believing in the wrong God.
You don't know who God is if you don't know what his name is. It's like saying, oh, he's my best friend. What's his name? I don't know.
God's name to you is Allah. God's name to us is God. I'm on the radio.
That's like saying, what's the name of that tree? Tree. You see?
No. Yeah. Not what's the name of the tree. The name of God, Christians, is God.
You've got to be
kidding me. The name of God in your religion is Allah.
What do you call it? What do you call pancake? What do you call a blueberry pancake?
All right, hold on for a minute. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Raj Faneen here. And more of your calls coming up in the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. The world famous
877-876-PHIL is our number. You can also visit us online and watch a live streaming video of our show at philhendryshow.com and listen to our live streaming audio there. Raj Faneen is joining us. Raj, a contributor to the Huffington Post and the Daily Kos, he's written some pieces for them. His most recent is called It's Our Turn Now, and we've been discussing the West Palm Beach story of the Home Depot man with the God button. He was told he couldn't wear it. Now, you said something I want to follow up, and we'll get to a phone call, Raj, that if I don't believe in Allah, I don't believe in God.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, you intimated that.
No, I said the name of God is Allah. If you don't accept the name of God, then what do you believe in? If you don't say that he's... Do you believe in Allah? Yes or no? If I ask this pastor in West Palm Beach, you know, or these pastors, do you believe in God, in Allah? He would say no. I say, well, why are you wearing this button?
No, wait a minute, man. Christians don't refer to God as Allah.
Then who are they talking about? If you say to me, that who's your wife? And I say, wife. And you say, wife, is that your wife? I say, what's your name? I say, wife. Then you say, no, I know her name. My wife's name is Fariba. Or Fariba.
Your wife's name is what?
My wife's name is Fariba. Fariba.
Okay, Fariba?
Yes. Is your wife Carol? No. Is your wife Fariba? No, my wife is wife.
Well, all right. Well, you're basically saying I don't believe in God.
No, if you don't call God Allah, you're single, you're flat out of luck, you know. And let me tell you something.
I'm not flat out of luck about anything.
Let me tell you something. The name of the piece is It's Our Turn Now. I know all about the Christian, and the Christians, you know, are good people as far as it goes. But let's get some Muslim point of view to educate these bastards, because I told you, you know, if you spend all your time getting a Wendy's, the flatbed, square hamburger.
All right, forget about this fast food fixation, Raj. You've touched on some things that are far more explosive here, saying, I don't believe in God if I don't believe in Allah. Sorry, man. Here is Dana in Mobile, Alabama. Dana, wait a second. Let me get Dana up here. Dana, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Faneen. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I like to explain what Christians in the United States consider themselves and call him their God. Our God is Jesus Christ, or Jehovah, as another term.
No, you can't say that. That's a sin to say Jehovah. You're not allowed to say that.
No. You're thinking of another term.
No, I'm not.
No, you're thinking of another term. And I won't say it because it would be offensive to people who believe that God's name is that thing.
Oh, yeah. You talk about Yahweh.
Don't say it, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Our God is Jesus Christ. It'll never be Allah.
No, Jesus is the Son of God. Don't you know about your own religion? Come on,
no,
man.
You don't know nothing about our
son.
Religion to be telling us what we call
he's
our
son.
God.
You say that Jesus is the Son of God.
Christ.
No, he's the Son of God. Even Jesus called himself the Son of God. You don't know that? You should check into it, because it's in all, like they say, it's in all the newspapers.
Well, what this gentleman is saying is he prefers to refer to God as Jesus the Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, then he doesn't have it right. How can you have a Muslim man on your show know more about who Jesus is than this guy?
But, hey, this guy, listen, everybody, it's definitely never, ever going to be Allah. This world, this United States was born on Christianity. United States is Christianity. It will never be a Muslim nation.
I got it already. I know. Every day they tell me.
We refer to nobody as bastard. Okay? It is fella, this guy. Okay? We don't call you raghead or camel jockey. Come on, man.
Let me ask you. I'm not saying that, but if Toby Keith or Taylor Swift would sing about Allah, wouldn't you? Then you'd say, okay, now I get it.
What are you saying?
I said, if Toby Keith or Taylor Swift start to say Allah is the best or whatever they do, you know, the way they sing, then he would believe.
If Toby Keith or Taylor Swift. So, in other words, what you're saying is this guy has no belief system other than country music.
No, I didn't say that, but
God.
I was saying...
Now is he insulting me about being a southern redneck? Is that
I'm just saying, don't you like Toby Keith and Taylor Swift? Of course you do. I like Toby. I like some of his stuff. I think his earlier stuff was better. But if he's begun to sing...
Let me ask you a question. If your favorite Muslim singer, whoever that is, started singing about Allah as being God and Jesus is really cool, would you believe?
It works different in my country. It works different with Islam. It doesn't work that way. You see, you got to...
This guy turned his radio up. Are you still there, Dana? We've got... Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Or you need to turn the radio down. Turn the radio down.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I need to remember where he's at. This is the United States of America. We are not in the Middle East. We're not in Egypt. We're not in Afghanistan. You remember where you're at, sir.
Yes, you're in Afghanistan. The whole bunch of Americans in Afghanistan. But look, you know, you missed my point. All I say is this. Every day I know where I am. Everybody telling me, you know where you are, America. I know. It says so on my passport.
What about this term you're saying it is our turn now? It's not your turn.
Because
if you want to be part of these great nations, we believe it's not I, it's we.
No. It's just that the Christians...
Okay?
Remember where you are and remember who you are. I know, you know.
Okay?
But the Christians have been beating their gums about this for a long time. I'm just saying it's our turn.
What do you mean beating their gums? In America... Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, Dana. 877-876-PHIL. In America, because there is a pervasive or pervading religious belief, people will tend to speak that way. Just because America is the land of religious freedom doesn't mean that you say, oh, okay, well, I'm going to butt in now and I'm going to have my button on.
You talk like a man who doesn't spend most of his time at In-N-Out. And I know that these Americans and the bastard with the button.
I don't like the term, I told you.
It's not bad.
Oh, really? Okay, well then calling God isn't bad.
It doesn't work the same way. I don't know how to explain it. But
I'll bet it doesn't work the same way. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Daniel in Naples, Florida. Daniel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What can we do for you, sir?
Yeah, hi. I'm just calling because I was driving home from work. I was listening to your show, and I hear this guy on the radio telling me that if I believe in God, which I am a Christian... And I have much respect for the First Amendment and for freedom of religion for everyone. But it seems like he's telling me that if I believe in God, then his name has to be Allah. And that's just not the case with me.
Well, what do you call... I'm saying to you... All right, you don't have to believe that, but I'm telling you that's what it is anyway. You know, so if I say I want to put a button that says
Allah... How do you know?
Well...
How do you know what I believe in my heart?
I'll tell you, it doesn't make any sense not to have a name for a guy. You know, if I'm not going to say to you, your name is Daniel, I'm not going to say...
It doesn't make sense to have a name for him. Then why are you so adamant about...
You want me to call you man?
If it doesn't make sense?
Because it's his name. You don't want me to call you man. Hey, you want me to call you bastard? This we say in the Middle East, we say that bastard. I say, hey, bastard.
Okay, fine.
In our country, we don't use that term that way.
But in my country, we do.
You know something, Raj? America is not some free enterprise, freewheeling zone where you can come from any country and sit down.
Oh, you're going to give me the speech.
What do you mean?
You're going to give me that speech. Don't give me the speech. The Americans love to give this speech.
Well, I'm giving you the speech.
Actually, sir, yes, you're right. He has been giving this speech. That's why I'm calling. You're trying to call me out on my personal beliefs. You don't know what's going on in my head or in my heart. So where did you come off?
I'm just saying to you, Jesus, the name Jesus is, don't you think it's passé? It should be a lie.
What do you mean passé?
It's a little, it doesn't mean anything anymore. People have been used to, like I said, you know, they use it. Jesus. And when they wrote it, it's out your mouth.
Allah.
Well, yeah, because it's my turn now. See, that's the name of the thing I did.
Okay, that's the name of the interview. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's the name of the article. It's our turn now, so we get to put Allah. And
you don't have any room in your heart or in your mind.
Not in my heart. I'm not trying to do an Oprah Winfrey. I'm just simply saying to you that
I'm not trying to do Oprah Winfrey either. If I want to put on God and you want to put on Allah.
No, you don't understand. I don't want to look at that anymore, you know. And there are a lot of people that.
You don't want to look at it. All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We'll take a few more phone calls here.
Well, you cut me off and you don't listen to what I have to say. Your heart is wrong. The Quran trumps your heart, you see.
The Quran trumps my heart. Thank you very much, Daniel, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Get to a phone call here, one more, and then we'll get into our break. Carissa is in Jackson, Mississippi. But I will say to you this. Everything you're saying here leaves no room for Christians to express themselves.
They've been expressing themselves for a billion years. Give me a break.
Carissa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. I was just calling to express my opinion, not really to get into a argument, but, sir, it sounds as though you are trying to maybe push your beliefs off on us, and you know, we've been taught this pretty much probably from birth. I know I have, and I am a Christian, and I respect all religions.
No
beliefs.
Kidding.
You know,
no
you
kidding.
You call your God Allah. We call our God God. I mean, Buddhists have their names, and
that's
Jews,
goofy.
Jews
that's
have their
don't
names.
You see how goofy? You don't see how goofy that is.
I'm sorry.
What do you mean goofy? You
don't see how goofy that is. You don't see how whack that is.
No, it's
what do you mean
not
whack.
Goofy.
You know,
it's not. And I think you need to respect our religion just as well as I respect yours. I mean, that's what our nation was built on.
That's just it. I want to put on a button that says Allah, right?
You
but I don't get to
your
do that.
Button. By all means, wear your button. But if you
no,
wear your
won't.
Button, that means I have to wear it.
No, wait, then this pastor in West Palm Beach, he wears his God button, and I put my Allah button on. His button is offensive to me.
Oh, here we go now. Here
well,
we go.
I think you are jumping out of place with that.
Here we
how
go.
That,
you're talking.
How can that
what?
Be offensive? You serve your God, and I serve mine. And that's what makes our nation.
You know, there's only one
is.
God. There's only one God, and his name is Allah.
Well,
and,
you know what, that's what you believe. And we are taught to believe that God is God. But regardless of wherever you go and pray and whom you pray to, regardless of what the name is,
you don't think that's
cuckoo? Your God.
What are you talking about, cuckoo?
It's saying, hey, I'd like you to meet my best friend, humanoid. That's cuckoo. And I want to tell you, this is what I'm trying to put down.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. With all of your anti-American rhetoric here, you got all this hip slang.
What do you mean?
Oh, listen to what I'm putting down. And
I picked up some idioms. You know, I try to pick up idioms, not idiots. You know, but let me say
you
to
know,
this
I was just calling to express my opinion. I'm not here to try
dig
to
this.
Change people.
Get a load
and,
of you.
And
dig
I don't
this.
Think you should no, either.
You're absolutely right, ma'am. You're absolutely right. But
I don't think if I go into
Home Depot and I see this God button, I'm going to be offended and I got to sue. And I don't want
well,
to
Well,
why
should you be offended?
Why would you
now?
Sue? Why would you
well,
sue?
Why
wouldn't
you
just
offended?
Let that man...
I don't understand that.
It offends me all over the place. It hurts me.
I wouldn't get offended if I saw your button that says Allah. I wouldn't get offended about that.
I know.
That.
Well, you shouldn't, because I'm in the minority, and I get to have my rights, you know.
You know what?
Are you black? Are you black, lady?
I think you're kind of biased. Because what you're saying is what you believe is right, and what the hell we believe is wrong. And I think you're wrong to think that way.
You're a black lady, right?
Are you African American?
Okay, you should be done with what I'm putting down. You know,
will you knock it off with all of that hipster talk, man?
Because she's a black lady. Her people, she comes from Africa.
She was born in America. She's an American. Yes, her ancestry is African. She's a Christian. This is where she's from. America.
Why? Oh, get a load of the white boy.
You know something, Mr. Fineen? I'm going to hang this phone up on you. How do you like that?
I really
Listen,
feel
I pre-
sorry for you, sir. I really do.
That's all right, Carissa. Everything's
everybody.
Fine. I appreciate
it. I do. I love everybody.
Well, you're
everybody.
A sweet girl. You're a very sweet lady for calling us. Thank you, and have a very good evening, okay? 877-876-PHIL. Listen to the white boy, huh?
Well, he has a point.
No, he ain't got a... Get out of here. He's got a point. 877-876-PHIL, back with a final round with Raj Fineen. His article, if you want to read it or wipe yourself with it, it's Our Turn Now in the Huffington Post and the Daily Kos, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Boy, dig you.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
He's back down there in West Palm Beach, you know, he's doing the thing.
What? I can't hear you.
I said the bastard in West Palm Beach is doing, if I said I want to put a lap button on, you know, and I want to wear a lap button, a bastard down there, he won't let me do that.
The guy wearing the God button?
Yeah, the guy wearing the God button, he wants to be the freedom of, you know, your freedom of religion. Okay, good. And so I say, I'm going to put on a law. And he'll say, you know, get out of here with that because you're a towelhead. And see what I'm saying?
You don't know he's going to say that.
These guys are all the same.
Oh, you know, you don't like generalizations. You want to be really specific. You want to talk about it being your turn now. But, hey, these guys are all the same. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Barry. Barry, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. And Raj Fineen joins us. Go ahead, sir.
All I'd like to say is it's quite simple. People in America can't call Allah God because our God doesn't send innocent women, children, and men, young boys, to bomb other innocent men, women, children, and promise them 70 virgins in heaven. We cannot call...
No, seven, not 70, seven. Get your facts straight.
Excuse me, I exaggerated a little bit. Okay, seven.
Well, that makes me wonder if you've got your facts straight. I don't think your facts are straight.
Well,
you get the general idea what the man's saying, though?
Well, I don't know.
Yes, sir, I do. I get the general idea.
No, not you, Barry. I'm talking to you, Raj. Do you understand what this gentleman's saying?
Well, I don't know if he knows what he's talking about because he's got his facts screwed up.
Nah. Even if it was one virgin, our God doesn't promise a virgin
it
in heaven.
It wouldn't be worth it.
Infidel. If you go
it
out,
wouldn't be
and
worth it. If it was...
We can't call Allah. We can't call God Allah. There's only one God. All the other gods are gone. Okay, God made that plain in the desert.
How do you know that?
One God.
If God is up there. But Allah is there, too, and they work something out. Would you be okay with it?
What do you mean if they work something out? Two gods?
I'm just saying, would he be okay with that?
And I believe God's secret name is Yeshua, not Allah. That's
Chewy?
Made up.
Okay, now I know you. Boy, you're messed up. God's name is Chula? Chupa? What did you say?
Facts straight with you, sir.
You said that his name is Chupa.
I can't hear. The gentleman's phone is a little loud.
I said it. It's Chupa.
Chupa?
That's what he said.
Chupa?
You see, Phil, you want me to speak to people this guy thinks God's name is LaToya, which I think is offensive. And
not LaToya. What did you say, Barry? Latui? Latua, right?
LaShua.
All right, your phone's breaking up,
I'm just fooling around. I'm sorry, Phil. But
well, you know what? You've made a mockery out of this discussion of God and culture and religion, and now I can guarantee you, if you are fronting the effort to get people to wear buttons that say Allah is the name of God, it'll never ever happen.
Because you made me look like an ass. I came on.
No, you made yourself look that way.
I came on with good intention, in good faith, and you turned the tables. And I can only say, please read my article, Huffington Post. Huff, she read it, Huff loved it. Huff loved it. New year.
877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show coming up next hour. We're talking about this Alan Grayson story with Marilyn.
Phil Hendry.